dark and long as I pass amid the throng.
Come to my
It don't matter. Anybody else?
I thought it sounded
562.
I did too. 562. 562.
You did perfect.
Yeah, I would take that criticism. Might take that too. 562. We'll change over terms with this. Andy, if you're ready, please.
No, Tony, show me when my way grows thin. Precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, bless thy fall, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn.
For the singing, again, it sounded really good, even with my mistakes. But always learning. And I may learn it today and may forget the next two Sundays, but I'll remember. Just bear with me, nudge me along, and keep helping. Again, thankful to be here, thankful to see each and every one. Just a beautiful day. That's a Lord's given us to come into his house. But if it was bleary and dreary, it'd still be a beautiful day. But definitely thankful for the sunshine, the green grass, the blue sky. I know it does something for me sometimes. I can't say it all the time, but it seems to tune my heart, so to speak. But I'm thankful for it. In the way of prayer requests, first announcements, I'm sorry. I don't know of any announcements that anyone knows of. Now, in the way of prayer request, continue to remember Brother Bill this morning as he's back at Grave Chapel. Filling for those folks down there, so do remember him as he preaches this morning and travels home, and remember that little assembly also.
Brother Dan Abraham,
Tuesday. I think it'll be Wednesday when it starts, but he'll be in Ozark, Alabama, which is way down the line. I think it's this coming Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He and Brother Steve will be there. And so we'll be in prayer for them and that
meeting. Do remember this, if you've not been down there, it's a way down there. It's just a, I don't know, half an hour or so before you get to Florida, so. It's a haul. So do remember them in that meeting and then as they travel. But remember Brother Dennis this morning as he stands, to preach the Lord's, word and, let's pray for one another also, always, that we would have hearing ears and pray for hearing ears. Any other requests that's on your hearts?
Remember David. Had to go to the clinic this week with a little allergy. So he's getting better, I think. So remember him. And then also, Mary Jo Sandlin called me this week, and she said Tommy was having some mental work done, and she asked for prayers. And I called her back the next day, and she said he'd done her well.
Yeah.
And she said that to tell everybody she loved him. She said, I have to say, it's the best church we've ever went to.
Thank the Lord. Continue to remember them.
Remember Evelyn. She's supposed to have tubes in her ears, I think, June the 13th or 14th. Sometime in June. Maybe the second or third week in June. But that's around the time she's supposed to have tubes in her ears.
Do remember little Evelyn. I'm sure we'll keep you updated. We're a little biased. Any other requests?
Brother Van, again, I would ask you all to remember the nursing home. And one of the ladies come to me and Jean, and her husband's in there. He's the one who had a stroke and then fell and broke his hip. And he's trying to rehabilitate. But she said two of the nurses come the other day to put him to bed. And she said they actually just nearly fell in.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said, I was sitting there, you know. And she said it vexed her soul. And she said, you know, I'll talk to someone, but whether, you know, anything would be done. But for them to do that and her sitting there, you know, it was really hard for her.
Mm. Do remember this. I know that goes on, not just there, but in a lot of those places. There are there's really good caretakers, and then there's some that it's just a paycheck. It's just a paycheck. So do remember this request and all those other folks that are in similar circumstances. Yes, I was going to say that and done forgot. I told you the last time that when you were here, after the first time, you're not a visitor, and I done overlooked you, and I told myself I was going to. This is the last time. So, I done forgot, but Sister Dorcas reminded me. But so good to have you back with us. Again, you're not a visitor anymore, so you're just part of us. Thank the Lord for you.
Just got prayers from Marvin. He's kind of rough the last few days for him. His eyes and everything. So he just needs a lot of prayer.
Let's remember our brother. Let's remember our brother. Again, I say it more than I think about it, I believe, if I'm honest. But, I really do mean it when I say pray for one another. Our prayers one for another, they help. They go a long way. Our brother told us last week that it means a lot to him to know, that we pray for him. It ought to mean the same thing to us when we know that our brothers and sisters are praying for us. Not in a wide sense, but our church home, our church family. It ought to mean something to us. So pray one for another. Would there be any others?
Let's remember Heidi. She just loves being here at the church.
Yes.
But then she tries to support Jerry.
Yes. Do remember Sister Heidi. That's a tough little situation. Mm-hmm. Do remember our sister. Would there be any others?
I'd like to remember my son Eric. It's been 3 years. I mean, three. Have you gone until that? It's been a long time. It's been, three times 100 each that he chose not to leave my son. And that, he is my son again. And so I'm there, remember Eric prayed for him, and that he's had a hard time doing things with family, and his personality is not good. But anyway, he's got a wife and three kids that he divorced her, and all of a sudden he was treating her bad. So we just need to ask that Eric will find the Lord and start walking in Jesus' arms and know that God's for him.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Do remember Eric, Brother David's son. The Lord is able. The Lord is able. Would there be any others? If not, would you bow your heads with me? Lord Jesus, Lord, we bow one more time in thy holy presence. Lord, we are so thankful this morning for this day that you've given us, this place that you've given us, Lord. But above all that, Lord, if you stripped away these pleasant things that we have, Lord, that we're able to come in and sit in comfort, Lord, but Lord, that we might have the same zeal, Lord, the same desire to sit and worship thy high and holy name. Lord, I feel like we would, but Lord, I know we deceive ourselves easily sometimes and think highly, more highly of ourselves than we ought, Lord, but would you ever increase the desire that we would want to meet with our brothers and sisters, Lord, with the sole purpose of lifting up thy high and holy name. Lord, we again thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's came out this way this morning. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with each home, with each one here, Lord, and yeah, Lord, that you would just bless them in a special way. Lord, these requests have been lifted up here this morning. Lord, you know the need of thy people. Lord, those that may be out of the way, Lord, and not walking for you. Lord, seemingly destitute. Lord, that according to thy righteous will, Lord, that you would make yourself known to them. And Lord, those that are facing sickness, just whatever the circumstances may be, Lord, you know, and nothing's out of thy reach. Lord, I pray just now for Brother Dennis as he comes this morning to preach thy word. Lord, that you'd bless him to speak and bless us to hear. Lord, I pray that you would forgive us of our exceeding sinful ways, Lord. So often we don't think about the seriousness of our plight without you. Lord, how depraved that we really are. But Lord, we again thank you for your love and your mercy, Lord, that, oh Lord, while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Gave yourself to us. Lord, we just thank you for this. Again, go with us. Lead us. Keep our minds in a tune, Lord, where we can rightly worship in a way that you would deserve. And Lord, it might be a sweet smelling savor. We pray these things in thy holy name. Amen. Amen. So just for a few minutes this morning, I want to consider, which it's under consideration, really, every time the Lord's message is preached in the spirit and the truth. But if you turn to the book of Nehemiah, in the fourth chapter, and I got one other place I want to go to, and I was a little bit torn about what I wanted to read first. The second place I want to read, you don't have to necessarily turn there if you don't want to, but it's in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and I'll say that the 10th chapter of Hebrews is very, very, very familiar scripture, and maybe the Nehemiah chapter 4, maybe not so much familiar. I've read through Nehemiah a few times, but I'm definitely less familiar with it than I am a lot of the things that are mentioned in Hebrews. But I was thinking about the church as I read through this and the attacks that just about all of us, whether it's here or a different place, have witnessed attacks on the church, so to speak. And it's not new. It's been happening. It was happening here. I believe the Lord gave Nehemiah a burden through the Holy Ghost to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city walls. And in doing so, he met resistance, strong resistance. He met resistance from within Jerusalem, and he met resistance without Jerusalem. Like so is it today in the Lord's church. It was the same in that day. I believe this paints a beautiful picture of the church. So I'm going to, in reading through this, think about the church today. And I'm going to read this chapter, not all of it, but probably through the first six verses, and I'll flip over to Hebrew 10. And I hope it I hope it blesses you. The Lord bless me in reading it. And then, and like I said, in reading this fourth chapter, I thought about that 10th chapter of Hebrews, and that's why I want to read it. It blessed me to do so, because I do feel like they go hand in hand. But it said here often, we have a work to do. As a child of God, we have a work to do. It's never ceasing. The command and the instruction is given, and it isn't given and say, thus saith the Lord, if you're feeling good, if it's not raining, if it's never ceasing, it's constant. It's a constant work. So that's again in the church. So I'm going to begin reading Nehemiah chapter 4. I'm going to read down through verse 6. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which were burned? Now, these men here were poking fun. They did not have a concern that Nehemiah would be successful in leading Jerusalem to rebuild these walls. So they were poking fun. So now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together, and to the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Did you pay attention? And I probably read it 20 times. At the end of verse 5, Nehemiah, after all and it gets worse. The ridicule they get gets worse. I mean, you're probably familiar with it. I mean, they were threatened basically with war. That the adversary was going to bring weaponry against Nehemiah and the city. And Nehemiah knew this. And if you read on, and I would encourage you to do so, but nonetheless, verse 6 says, so built we the wall. So built we the wall. Under persecution, threats, whatever you want to call it, they prayed to the Lord that he would look out for them. Nehemiah prayed that he would help him get this wall rebuilt, and he let the Lord take care of the adversary. And like so, we should be the same way today. And you know, so much of the time that enemy is from within. It's from within the church, and that's where the attack, or a lot of times the worst attack, comes from within. So if you want to, you don't have to. I'm going to flip over to Hebrews chapter 10 and just sort of keep this in mind. Again, this church setting, if you will. Very, very familiar scripture. Hebrews chapter 10. And again, it's hard to find a place, but I want to begin reading in verse 22. Now this is instruction. This is a command. This is not when it goes well with you, when you feel like it. This is supposed to be a child of God. This is supposed to be our life. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. That's a command, brothers and sisters. That's not a, again, I say that that's not when we feel like it, when it goes well with us, when we're in a good mood. That's when we're, that's what we're supposed to be every day of our lives. And that's in the church. In a like manner, comparing this to Nehemiah over in his day, rebuilding the wall, the Lord blessed Nehemiah, and I'll say to an extent, the word isn't used. I believe there was a revival, so to speak, in that time because the city of Jerusalem, they responded to Nehemiah, and they helped. Now, I'll say there were some, and you can read, and I think you can safely conclude that there probably were those that followed early on and because of threats and so on that probably went away because it does tell it, the scripture does tell us if you read farther that again Nehemiah found persecution from inside Jerusalem also, but nonetheless Nehemiah stayed the course. He prayed. Those folks, those saints that helped him, they stayed the course. They follow the Lord. They serve the Lord. And it's been said here again, said here often, we can only do that in the church.
Yes.
We can only do that in the church. And if we go back to this 10th chapter of Hebrews, I like how, I don't guess I didn't really notice it, but if we pay attention to the punctuation at the end of each of the verse, especially the end of verse 23, there's not a period there. It's a continued thought. End of verse 24, it's a continued thought. There's not a period there. And then the conclusion of those two verses, when there's a period at the end of verse 25, 23, hold fast the profession of our faith. 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto good works. And to me, the culmination of that is in this 25th verse, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, the coming together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another. That's not just a preacher exhorting us or preaching to us. That's all of us exhorting one to another. And much more as we see the day approaching. Not 100% sure maybe what the writer had in mind of that. I'm sure the preacher's got his thought on it, but I don't know that that's any particular one day. But as we go on in our walk, that day, I don't know if I can put this into words to make it make sense, but that day should get bigger to us. That day of the Lord, whether it be a Sunday, a day we come together and worship, whether it be a special meeting that we come to, that day, it ought to get bigger to us, because as we grow in spirit, I believe our desire to meet one with another grows. We look forward to these days, more than we used to. And you don't necessarily have to, I'm going to ramble for a minute. You don't necessarily have to be in the assembly to be in the church. But when you're by yourself, so to speak, generally speaking, I'll say there's less strength there than there is when we come together, assembling ourselves together. You know, you can't, and it's by the Lord's design. It's by the Lord's design. We can't lift ourselves up. We cannot lift ourselves up. But how many times have you come through those doors? Or maybe you've been to a brother or sister's house, you know, feeling low for whatever reason. And when you left, you truly felt it was good to be in the house of the Lord. Or it was truly good to be in the presence of a brother or sister. So let us remember these things. And when those when those darts start to fly, and as long as we're living, there'll be times where they're flying pretty regular. And then there'll be seasons of rest, I believe, or there have been through the ages. I trust it'll be the same pattern, so to speak, till the Lord comes. But, you know, the Lord has given us a foundation. He's given us a foundation, His Son Jesus, to build on. So, let us keep building the walls as, you know, Nehemiah, led those saints back in his day. It's an endless job. There's not a top. There's not a top. So let us keep building those walls. Come on, brother.